Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Do you guys ever do this? You ever? Okay, maybe you're at a party, or maybe you're just somewhere, I don't know, like in a work situation, and there's like a cute girl that you are attracted to, and you go into the bathroom, and there's a girl that's...
You masturbate.
No. There's a girl nearby.
That happens to me all the time.
Like, let's say there's a girl standing right outside the bathroom, and you go into the bathroom, or you're at a bar, and the door is like, it's a man, it's the bathroom is for men and women, and there's a...
Unisex.
Yeah, unisex. There's a hot girl standing outside. Do you ever try to pee extra loud so she might hear your pee, like if the toilet, you know what I mean?
Do you think girls are impressed by a loud...
I'm not kidding around. Listen, I know...
I've never thought of that.
I know it's ridiculous. No girl is ever like, listen to that powerful stream of urine coming out. That could only...
No, you know, it's funny.
I've thought of that before.
Wow,
it's crossed my mind.
I've thought about that many a times, but here's what I have going for me. First of all, I have short legs. So that's going to add to the lack of audible sound coming. Also, my penis is very long, so the water's not traveling very far. Because my legs are like a foot and a half long. My penis is like a foot long. So, I mean, really, there's only 6 inches to build up momentum before it hits the toilet water.
Right, I see what you're saying.
What I do, it's similar to that. Like, if I know they're listening... but they can't see me because obviously the door is closed, I'll sneak off one of my shoes and then drop it into the water. So she hears like a loud thud and some water
displacement. She just thinks you shit. She doesn't think that's your penis that you dropped into
the water. I'll say something like, oh, I'm glad I made it to the urinal in time.
And I shit what, in the urinal.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, listen, she'll hear me peeing afterwards.
She just thinks you're sitting and shitting, and you have to happen to be peeing.
No, I'm glad I made it to the urinal so I could just do a regular pee, not a combo, just a regular just pee.
Nobody ever does that.
Hang on.
I'm just casual. Like, I just talk to myself casually. And
here's what she's going to think. She's going to think that the shoe drop...
The other
so
shoe
many
drop.
Problems with this. She's going to wait for the other shoe to drop.
Now the shoe's on the other foot.
No, she's going to think that the shoe drop is clearly you dropping a deuce.
No.
And listen, and then the pee afterwards is like, well, of course he has to pee now because, like,
I fucking just said I do that little dialogue with myself.
All the pressure is off. All that shit is out of his system. Now all the pee is free, feels free to move around.
And plus, when she goes in, she won't smell anything.
But here's the other thing
for
is that.
Pee.
And then you walk out with one soaking wet shoe, which really makes you look awesome. But. You have done that though, Ben, where you try to pee extra loud, honestly.
Yeah, because you want them to think that you have a thick stream.
Right. I don't know why. And
because it doesn't sound manly to go into a bathroom and then them hear like a tiny trickle, like a toddler's in there.
That's exactly my logic. But I also know that it's flawed logic because no girls up like when I walk into the bathroom, like, well, he's kind of cute. I'll just put this cup up to the door and listen in to see how thick his penis is.
Later on. She's not going to be like, Becky, did you hear that guy's fucking stream?
I know,
it sounds stupid, but you know what? I'm going to take you a step further. There's even been times where I was at a situation where I may have been at like a house where there was one toilet and I knew people were kind of within earshot
right.
of said toilet. And there has been situations where I try to hold my pee till it's to the point where I almost taste it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to build up. It's like when you put a kink in the hose.
Right. Yeah.
You want to build up as much pressure as you can And then you want to go in there and you just want to start totally ripping tile out.
I've never thought this before. This is crazy. I can't believe I never thought of this.
No, but I've done that. That's true. Like when you're at like a small apartment and you got like a really thin door and you hear someone else go in there and it's like this little tiny stream, you're like, oh, wait till it's my turn. Ooh, I can't wait to show you guys how a real man pees.
Have you ever did the thing where you, like, let's say if it's a party at your own house, here's what you do. You rent a small apartment that has a toilet near the living room where everybody's going to be. You invite people over for a party. You don't play music very loud. And then what you do is you hide a bucket inside of the bathroom somewhere. And then you just fill up that bucket.
That's not going to work. Here's why. Because it doesn't. That's too. It'll just sound like crazy diarrhea.
I'll take it to a really grosser, not grosser, but dirtier level. I never do the pee thing, but if I have a girlfriend way in the past and I didn't see her for a while, I would try to build up another type of fluid. For the same basic reason, like I think, oh, she's going to be so impressed when I just fucking drench the back of her ass.
Well, you know why that one works is because, like, subconsciously, the woman thinks that the more semen you produce,
the better chance
you have to impregnate her.
Although I do have to say, drinking semen is not a good way, Chris, to build up more semen. You realize it's not connected. The tubes don't connect straight through. So you actually drinking semen in order to do that didn't really help.
What, does it help if it's someone else's semen?
I guess it could help. Have you ever heard of that? People recycling their own semen? This is a real thing.
I don't know why, but when you say things like semen, it just...
It turns you on.
Yeah, it drives you crazy.
How do you recycle it?
You eat your own... Every time you masturbate, you swallow... You drink your own semen because you don't want to waste it. People think that this is a viable way to keep your sort of vitality or something like that.
Is this if you're like living on Waterworld?
I don't know.
Like you're trying to keep as many fluids in you as possible?
No, it's a real thing.
Native Americans believed this probably 200 years ago.
They don't waste anything. They use all of the buffalo.
And you know what the Cherokee Indians could do? They could make a basket out of semen. That's all Indians did was turn things into baskets.
That's all they did?
Well, remember learning about Indians, and they would try to be like, oh, the Indians were so smart and resourceful. Look at all this shit they made into baskets. That's all they could really do.
I remember when they talked about how the Indians, like, yeah, they talked about like, oh, look at, they used tools and things like that. Their tool was like this rock and another bigger rock that they used to mash wheat or whatever.
Yeah, that's not impressive.
It was like a mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle. Pestle, I think. That was not impressive.
That's like one step above monkey tools.
I don't even know if it is one step above monkeys. I bet monkeys have done that.
It might be one step even with monkeys.
One step beside monkeys.
They built all these great houses. Here's one that's just digging into the side of a mountain of dirt. That's not a house. That's
yeah, but moccasins building. Were pretty cool.
That's true.
Cool.
And the arrowhead? Like, who didn't love arrowheads as a kid?
It's all cool stuff, but it's not like they were technological wizards.
They didn't invent, like, the USB port.
All right, we've covered piss and Indians.
What's the stupidest thing you ever did to try to impress a girl? Can you
marry her?
Can you think of any stories?
Killed her husband.
Of things you've done that when you look back at them, you feel like a jackass. Like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Pretty much just everything I say.
But do you have any? Okay, I'll start out with a decent story. When I first got my Mustang, and right after Sandy and I broke up, I went out with some girl, I was still kind of new to driving my Mustang, and I wasn't that good at it. I hadn't had it that long. And that thing can get out of control pretty easy. And I tried to turn a corner kind of fast. Like, no girl is going to be impressed by a car going fast around a corner. You know what I mean? Like, it's only for other dudes, really. But for some reason, I don't know what I was thinking. And I completely got, like, squirrely and almost did, like, a 360 and, like, just spun around and scared the hell out of this girl. And she was basically like freaked out the rest of the night, thought I was crazy. And you're like looking back at it like, what was I doing? Why would I do that? And I try to act like, oh, it's no big deal. That happens all the time. People constantly go on to the other side of the road.
You know what I used to do when I was in like junior high? The thing I used to do that I thought was really cool. Do you remember when you would ride your bike really fast and then you would just like hit the back brake and then like spin kind of sideways and you spin around so that way you were facing the direction that you were coming?
Yep.
I used to do that shit all the time and it worked really well. Like near intersections because there's always gravel like in the corners.
Right.
And just like for no reason at all, I would just start pedaling as hard as I could and I'd hit the brakes and just spin around. Be like, well, I guess I'll go back this way. And I used to think like girls must have just thought like, oh my God, look at that guy. I seriously thought that was the coolest shit I was doing.
That's funny.
I wish I could join in because I've never really failed with women.
Specifically for impressing girls, there has to be something you said that was stupid that like as soon as you hung up the phone you just wanted to scream at yourself.
I've said so many stupid things like I can't even begin.
I'm trying to think of something.
I know what producer Brian would say if he was here.
What? I know what he'd say too. I don't know.
He'd be at one time Brian was trying was embarrassed in front of a girl because she was still alive when he started to bury her.
I felt like you didn't even hear that, Ben.
I heard it.
I thought I was going to get a bigger laugh from you.
Ah, Chris is a little hit and miss with me tonight.
So my dad's staying down here. My dad came to visit. And also Jeremy Gentry came down here too because he's going to Vegas. But Jeremy was over here while my dad was over here. So I have my computer downstairs. And for some reason, Jeremy's like, oh, yeah, you got to check out this the new Rammstein video. It's pretty cool. And it's me, Chris, Jeremy, and my dad sitting there. And basically, the Rammstein video is porno. It's just really? Nonstop porno. And he's like, I have a dick. You have a pussy. Let's have sex. Life's too short. Let's fuck. And it's just
the
porno.
Fucking dumbest song.
And it's like porno the whole time. And I feel awkward because I've never watched something like this with my dad. Like, I pretty much talk about whatever with my dad, but that's still weird. And I know my dad's never seen internet pornography before. So here's the thing. I know my dad was getting a fucking boner.
I was going to ask you that. Did he have a visible erection?
I did not look, but I know. Of course, he must, right? Because if you haven't watched internet porn, like he, you know,
that must have blown his mind.
You're old, though.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck, Chris. Be honest.
I don't know. I can't be honest about his boner. I don't know about his boner.
Be honest about my
dad.
It's
not a matter of honesty.
It's a matter of honor.
Wait, what was the question that Chris was supposed to be honest about?
Be honest about
Do
my speculations of his
dad's boner.
That's a weird thing to ask somebody to be honest about.
How could I be dishonest about that?
Be honest. Did my dad have a boner? I'm going to ask you something.
Be honest. Do I think that a 6-year-old man could easily get a boner from internet porn? I don't know. I'll have to check his medical records.
I'm going to ask you a question.
And also, he keeps trying to piss in my room.
Is that true?
Yeah, like he's like walking in either me or Brian's room. Oh no, this isn't the bathroom.
Where's he at right now?
Downstairs.
Why do you
watching porno with Tanya?
Why pick the door farthest from the sink?
Well, I think he just knows that you pee in there all the time. Maybe he's looking for one of the Coke bottles.
Oh, that's what I was afraid because I have this big jug of Arizona iced tea that's full of my piss, and I didn't want him to see it when he's in there. Drink it.
You don't store it in the refrigerator, do you?
I should pick like a beverage container that doesn't already have a liquid that looks like pee.
That's what I was going to say. That's not a good idea. You're going to wake up groggy and thirsty one morning.
Do you think he would know, or do you think he would take a few drinks before he realized?
What, is my dad retarded?
I don't know.
I don't get it, because he watched...
I told you I haven't seen his medical records.
Chris. Chris.
Do you want me to be honest?
Chris, would my dad be able to tell the difference between P and T? Now, be honest.
I don't know what to think anymore.
He would definitely get flashbacks.
He drank my pee, he'd PT.
I've never seen Chris laugh so hard as he did when he said that.
Oh, man.
God, that was funny.
I think I'm a little bit ahead.
Oh, I don't know about that. Think about
Wait, what were you guys talking about?
Chris says, say that again, Chris.
I think I've revealed a lot of embarrassing, detailed things of my history on this podcast. And I'm not saying you guys haven't, but I think I'm a little bit ahead of the game in that.
See, I disagree. I think I'm probably the worst because the stuff you've revealed, a lot of people would think of as bragging. But my like beat off soliloquy and as you called it, and just all the emotionally like just the emotional stuff, the things I've admitted to about being a sort of sensitive man.
Yeah, but you're proud of that.
I am not proud of it. That's the thing.
Well, why you keep telling me about it?
That's my point is that
somebody's got to be proud about it.
My point is that I recognize. Is my dad looking for the bathroom? Yeah, come on in.
They got their uniforms or their costumes on.
No.
Oh no, I took mine off a long time.
No, we're done with that costume.
So what did I miss?
What was I gonna say? Yeah, we're just podcasting right now. You were on this podcast before. I don't know if you remember that. You remember being on the podcast
twice, right?
Yeah, two times. Ben, can you hear us? Can you hear my dad?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Does he come across in the audio?
He's faint, but I can hear him. He's clear.
Why don't you move that microphone over?
We thought you were looking for the bathroom. Ooh, here we go. While my dad's here, I have something to look at, to find. Hang on.
It's a Rammstein video.
What is that?
Oh, Ben, you can't hear Ben. Chris.
I'm gonna get proud pretty soon.
This is a newspaper article from 1985, August 5th, 1995. Get in the way of these kamikaze bikers and you'll leave more than your heart in San Francisco.
Is this from the Chronicle?
I don't know what paper this is from.
It's on the People Magazine.
It's on People Magazine, but I think it's an old People Magazine thing.
Yeah, they followed us around, filmed us.
People Magazine did?
Yeah.
Move up over here a little bit. Okay, here's what I was looking for. The attire of many bike messengers is outlandish. One messenger who goes by the name who goes by the name Crud Savage is easily spotted by his propeller beanie.
Yeah, people used to tell me they would have hit me if they wouldn't have seen that propeller spinning, so it was my good luck charm.
What kind of a jackass driver can't see a human but sees a propeller?
A lot of people told me, because the propeller moves, you know, it's different. Humans, we're just kind of like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
More static.
Yeah. Can you hear Ben?
Yeah.
Craig, do you remember who I am?
Yeah, a little bit.
The little Asian kid?
Ben, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Danny went. Danny married. Was it you? He married, right?
Yeah, yeah, I married right him. There? Me, it's my husband, Ben.
Yeah. I was gonna say no. Son, you married me.
Wedding ceremony. At least put it that way.
Yeah, I performed the wedding ceremony. I like it that. I like it put in those terms better.
Excuse
myself.
Excuse me. I mean, that's what I meant, but I should have put it better.
It's
right?
Okay.
But I mean, obviously,
this might get a little awkward.
God. I'm gonna leave.
Do not leave, Chris. How many women do you think you've been with in your life?
I was trying to tell your mom that, and it was funny because I like came up with a bunch of them, and then I couldn't sleep that night because I kept thinking of other ones I hadn't told her about. Oh yeah, and next day she's all joking about it.
Was this when you were first with her? Basically,
yeah, kind of like.
Well, what's enough? What did you tell her? What, you have any idea?
No.
Oh, come on. It's got to be. You got to be able to ballpark it.
Nah, because I was like, I don't know, like between 50 and 100.
That's pretty good.
Not too many.
Well, you lived through the summer of love. People That's have to right. realize that. That's at right. Haight-Ashbury. I mean,
the apartment. And a lot of people say about the summer of love. If you can remember it, you weren't there.
Now, because
I have a good memory, so.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I might,
long-term memory. My right, short-term memory.
You've walked into Chris's room to try to pee 10 times since you've been here.
Yeah, right. But seriously, do you know how many people would watch and go,
you be proud?
No. Why would I?
But you're giving it to her. Good.
I always give it to her.
Like Chris Clement stuff.
So I'm choking her at the same time.
She's halfway dead. And Brian's already pouring dirt on her.